Everything After Now. Written by Menfina. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, Teen. Category, Gen. Also tagged for Trans Fox, Trans Clone Troopers, Gender Identity, Alternate Universe, Modern Setting, Gaming, Final Fantasy XIV References, Mikoti, Final Fantasy XIV, Fox makes a cat girl and realizes she's trans, The Modern Trans Experience. Produced for Marianas for ITBE 2023. Come on, Fox, please, Thorn whined, sounding like he was once again a 5-year-old tugging on Fox's arm, begging for a piggyback ride. Fox was only 2 years older than his childhood friend, but damn if he hadn't always been weak to his puppy dog eyes. Still, he wouldn't let himself crack too soon. Thorn would be unstoppable if he knew the true extent of the power he held over Fox. I don't see why you need me to play with you, Fox said. Don't you have that group you play with on Discord every week? That's the problem. Stone had to drop out because his work schedule changed, and now the static is one person short from a full party. If I have to pick up a rando from the party finder who doesn't even know their positionals one more time, I swear to God I'm going to lose it. You're saying words to me, and I don't even know what they mean. Thorn sighed, dramatic and long-suffering. Please, Fox, just give it a chance. I'll pay your sub for the first month. Just give it a shot. See if you like it. It's a subscription? It's worth it, I swear. To Fox's horror, Thorn's eyes began to water, and he hunched over, looking pitiful. If you don't want to spend more time with me, that's okay. I know I already pester you a lot. Maybe Cody will want to play instead. Like hell he will, Fox said reflexively. Damn it! Fine, I'll play the damn game, but if it doesn't hook me by the end of the month, you're gonna have to find someone else instead. Instantly, Thorn's eyes cleared, and his whole face lit up with excitement. Thank you, thank you, thank you! You'll love it, I swear! Menace! The biggest menace Fox had ever met! Yeah, sure, whatever. Now, come on, help me finish this paperwork. You know they won't let me charge any more overtime. When the game finally finished its hefty download and installation process, it was late enough in the evening that Fox considered simply waiting to start it up until after his shift at work the next day. He stared consideringly at the login screen, studying the detailed render of a scene from outer space, the game's title written in gold across the center. He could probably spare 10 minutes to get a feel for the game. Then he could start making actual progress quicker tomorrow. He clicked on the button to join the game, and then instantly frowned at the generic character model that appeared beside a long list of customization options. Ah, fuck. He forgot that this was one of those games where you had to make your own character. Well, it wasn't like it really mattered what his character looked like. Fox wasn't planning on doing anything other than speeding through the main plot of the game so he could catch up to Thorne and join his party. As long as his character was easy on the eyes, he didn't really care what gender or fantasy species they were. He scrolled through the different choices for character races and read the short blurbs describing lore for each one. There were a dizzying number of options, from regular humans to gnome-like creatures to large, hulking lion men covered in fur. After a moment, he got out his phone and pulled up his messages. Fox, what's the best race in this game? Thorn, you're playing it, Big Grin! There aren't any real stat bonuses to any of them. Just pick which one you want to look at the most, I guess, lol. Fox, but like, which one is the most powerful? Thorn, none? Rogaden are the biggest, I guess. But Femme Mikoti are powerful if you want people to simp at you in the game, LMAO. Fox looked back up at the screen, scrolling through the character creator until he found the Mikoti option. He should have guessed it was a cat girl. Well, it was as good an option as any. He clicked on the cat girl option and sighed at the dozens of customization settings. It seemed you could adjust everything from your character's bust size to the color of her ear clasps. As Fox began to click through the different options, he frowned as the choices became harder and harder to pick from. The character was gorgeous, no matter how he changed her facial features and the color of her hair and tail. Though, some of the hairstyles looked silly no matter what he did. Apparently, it would be more challenging to create a character who didn't look like a gorgeous anime protagonist than one who did. Fox went through the list of customization options a few times, tweaking his character's appearance a bit each time. He tested out different hairstyles and eye colors, and then did it all over again when he realized he could add highlights and mismatched eyes. Eventually, he settled on a character design. His avatar had long, wavy locks, partially tied back into a braid. Her hair jet black with bright red streaks on the ends. Her eyes were a molten amber, and she had a spiky facial tattoo that stood out in stark white against her dark brown skin. At the end of the character creator, Fox breezed through the final details for his character, selecting her birthday and patron deity after skimming the different options. He got stuck again briefly when it came time to decide which combat class he should play. There were fewer options than he expected, and most of them clothed his cat girl in ridiculous outfits in the preview screen. Finally, he settled on playing as a gladiator. He had no idea what a pugilist or a thaumaturge were, but a sword and shield were familiar enough. Fox stifled a yawn as he clicked through to the next screen. He'd probably gone over the 10 minutes he'd allotted himself to get started, but the character creation process was much more delicate than he'd anticipated. After checking which server Thorne had told him to join, Fox groaned at the pop-up window that appeared next. Fuck, he was terrible at coming up with names. He pulled up his phone again and winced at the time. It was hours after he should have gone to bed, and he wasn't even in the actual game yet. Fox, what do I name my character? Thorn, you're still awake? You can name them anything you want. There's some naming conventions if you really want to be accurate to the lore, but you don't have to. Fox, just give me something. I'm too tired to think. Thorn, IDK? Do a fox pun. Foxy Mama, Vulpine Goddess, download Firefox. Fox, you're the worst. Go to bed, idiot. Thorn, you! With a sigh, Fox turned back to the character name field. As late as it was, he didn't want to spend another 2 hours agonizing over his character's name or quit the game now and have to redo the entire character creation process tomorrow. Thorne's suggestions were atrocious, but maybe he could salvage a few of them. Vulpine Firefox. There. That sounded like a fantasy cat girl name, right? It was good enough, at least. Finally, finally, he had reached the end of the character creator. Fox almost fell asleep during the opening cutscene, and as soon as he was sure that his character was properly in the game, he promptly logged off. Tomorrow, he'd actually get started. Thorn had warned him that the beginning of the game was a bit of a slog, and Fox had to agree, though it wasn't quite as bad as Thorn had made it out to be. It was therapeutic in a way, killing hordes of desert creatures and fetching rocks and sticks for NPCs. Once a few weeks had passed, Thorn could confidently say that he was starting to get the hang of the game. He'd progressed far enough to unlock several dungeons and boss fights, and after some coaching from Thorn, he'd even adjusted his hotbars and learned some strategy for how to effectively fulfill his role as the party's tank. It had also been long enough for Fox to learn the aspects of the game that were less than ideal. "Why are all of the good clothes in this game expensive as shit?" Fox griped to Thorn over voice chat one night. After all that time that Fox had spent carefully crafting a character, Vulpine Firefox's good looks had been corrupted for most of the past few weeks by outfits that made Fox feel like he needed to hide his screen in shame when anyone else was around. The default option for his character was ridiculous. A bralette that defied physics, compared with a miniskirt so short it should be illegal. His next sets of gear were somehow even worse. Most of them covered more skin, at least. But at the price of being ugly as sin. When he finally resorted to checking the market boards for better options, the prices made him want to weep. To his despair, the best items listed for sale were prohibitively expensive. Did people actually pay millions of gil just for a digital leather jacket? Fox wanted to pay millions of gil for a digital leather jacket. Thorn had been less than sympathetic each time Fox had complained about it, and he laughed as Fox brought up his fashion woes yet again. "Do you want a real answer?" Thorn asked. "Or do you just want to bitch and moan about it?" "Real answer. A lot of recipe components are really rare drops, and you have to fully level your crafters and spend a lot of time and money upgrading your gear to make them." "That sounds like a lot of work." Fox had picked up a few crafting jobs along the way, but leveling them up had soon become expensive, both in terms of the in-game currency and his ever-dwindling inventory space. "Them's the breaks," said Thorn. "Either spend the time learning how to make the clothes yourself, or pay millions to the people who did." Fox huffed, his near-empty wallet mocking him on screen. "Shouldn't there be some sort of easy way to make money in this game?" "What, are you trying to find a get-gil-quick scheme?" "Yes." Thorn laughed, completely unsympathetic to Fox's plight. "There's lots of ways you can make gil. If you do learn how to craft, you can sell stuff on the market board for a fortune, like you saw, or do leva quests each week. But if you don't want to put in the effort, there are also more illicit ways to earn money." "Such as?" Fox deadpanned. "You could always," Thorn's voice went low, filled with melodrama, "sell your body." "What?" Thorn cackled. "Not how you're thinking. Or, well, you could probably do that too. I guess your cat girl's pretty banging. But I meant selling your services as a meat shield for crafters. You can farm fights for rare crafting mats and sell them back to crafters for a solid stack of cash. Some of the mats from the previous tier of extreme trials are still going for upwards of 1 million gil per drop." "Huh. And all I have to do is run through the trials a bunch of times?" "Yeah, and get lucky on your loot roll when they drop. It's still a grind, but you don't need to do any of the crafting on your own, at least." That was the best strategy that Fox had heard yet. With a renewed motivation, he dug back into the game, determined to do whatever it took to give Vulpine the outfits she deserved. Before Fox realized it, months had passed since he began playing the video game. He hadn't thought he was the type to become invested in an MMO, But the plot had soon sucked him in, and he'd spent hours advancing in the story. Despite himself, he'd become attached to Vulpine Firefox as well, with screenshots of the cat girl and various cutscenes slowly accumulating on his computer. As he caught up in the most recent expansion, Thorne had extended the invite for him to formally join his static as the 8th party member they needed to run endgame raids. The group was composed of mostly mutual friends, which made the decision easy, and they even joined Fox in running dungeons and boss fights as he progressed through the main questline. By the time Fox actually unlocked the set of challenging raids that he'd be running with the group, the sight of their in-game avatars, large and small, were familiar faces, which made it all the more jarring when he logged in one day and was confronted with a stranger. "Fear, what happened to your character?" Fox asked, breaking the idle silence that had fallen over the party's group call. "Huh?" Thier said distractedly, his character busy running back and forth across the fence posts in front of Thorne's in-game mansion. They were waiting on a few members of their party to finish repairing their gear before they began their night of raid practice. "How do you switch your character from a male Mikote to a female Viera? I thought the only things you could change after you started playing were your hair and makeup." "Oh, yeah, that's all you can change with the esthetician. But there's an item you can buy on the cash shop called a Fantasia Potion that lets you fully edit your character's appearance, gender and all." "That's cool," Fox said. He laughed lightly. "Man, I wish that existed in real life." "Yeah," Thier laughed along with him. "It'd be nice to just drink a potion and be able to instantly change how you look." "No kidding." For a moment, Fox imagined inhabiting the world of the video game, pondering what he would do if he had a magical transformation potion at his fingertips. "I'd make myself look like Vulpine in a heartbeat." There was a long pause on the other end of the call. Thier's character missed her jump and fell off the fence. "What do you mean by that?" Thier asked eventually, sounding a bit hesitant. "Oh, come on," Fox chuckled. "We all know that everyone would magically transform themselves into the opposite gender if they were given the choice." An even longer pause. "Fox, I think you..." "All right," Thorne interrupted urgently. "Are we all ready to get out of here and get started? Because that's something that all of us can only decide for ourselves, and some of us might not be ready yet." Fox frowned. "Why are you talking like that?" "It's nothing, Fox. You ready to queue?" With Fox's assent, Thorne led the party into the raid and began his usual pre-fight pep talk. The conversation about the Fantasia lingered in Fox's mind, even as he tried to focus on the impending fight. It was a perfectly normal desire to want to magically transform into another gender, wasn't it? It wasn't as if Fox could actually do it in real life. It was a purely hypothetical scenario. As the fight began, Fox was forced to pay attention to the game once more. The thoughts in the back of his head continued to churn. "Thorne, I think I might be transgender." "Oh, thank fuck." This was not the reaction that Fox had expected from the frantic late-night phone call. After putting countless hours into the game, toiling for rare drops, Fox had finally saved up enough gil to purchase the highly coveted, ungodly expensive leather jacket earlier that evening. Vulpine Firefox was now decked out head to toe in a fashionable leather ensemble, and the sight had caused a flood of feelings to well up that Fox had been ignoring for months. For a long stretch of time, Fox had just sat and stared at Vulpine, trying to identify the knot of emotions. There was grief as well as joy in the mix, and what Fox eventually recognized as an overwhelming sense of envy. Fox wanted to look like that. "What do you mean, thank fuck?" Fox said, indignant. "I'm just glad you finally figured it out," Thorne said hastily. "I'm really happy for you." "You knew?" "Fox, You've been saying the most casually transgender things for weeks. We've all just been trying to be supportive and let you figure it out. Fox frowned. I have? Yeah, buddy, remember when you played the Dark Knight questline? Oh, come on, everyone loves those quests. Yeah, but not everyone calls me sobbing at 1 a.m. because Frey has always been inside you. She's just waiting for you to see her. Cis people don't say things like that, Fox. This was news to Fox. Huh. Well, now what? Thorn chuckled. Whatever you want, I guess. If there's a different name or pronouns you want to use, I can tell the rest of the static if you want. They'll be chill about it. Fox is fine. Fox took a deep breath before continuing. But I think I want to try using she/her pronouns. That's great, Fox. The smile was audible in Thorne's voice, and a lump rose unbidden in Fox's throat. Have you told anyone else yet? No, I was a little busy having a crisis. Yeah, I could kind of tell, Thorne said with another laugh. Well, I'm glad you came to me, and I'm really happy for you. I knew you'd get there eventually. Thanks, Fox said, a bit choked up. You do, of course, know what this means. There was a conspiratorial note in Thorne's voice that instantly raised Fox's hackles. What? You're a gamer girl now, Fox. I can't stand you. Despite herself, Fox was grinning, feeling lighter than she had in months, or possibly ever. Fox's world had felt shaken to its core from her revelation. But Thorne was still acting the same as he always had, obnoxious and supportive in equal measures. She had a lot to think about, a lot to figure out, but she had a feeling that things were going to turn out okay. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave feedback for either myself or for the author, you're more than welcome to. You can find this podfic at whichever post you found this podfic at to begin with, and that post is the place to leave me feedback. In that post, there will be a link to the text post, and that's where you leave the author feedback. Thanks for listening! Reader's Notes. I have so many thoughts. So I was linked to, I'm not sure if I was linked to this fic specifically. I think I was linked to Can't Talk Right Now Doing Hot Girl Shit by a friend of mine when I was looking for Fox fic because Fox. And then I, as I often do, looked at the author's other work because I really enjoyed that one. And I read this and it's such a good story. I have a long history with, MMORPGs, MMORPGs. So anytime I find a fic about characters playing MMOs, I am instantly all over that shit. I love it. I haven't played... Well, okay. I was going to say I haven't played Final Fantasy XIV, and I certainly haven't played the version of Final Fantasy XIV that the people, like, that Fox and Thorne and Thyr play in this fic. I did technically play Final Fantasy XIV when it very first came out and was so awful that they actually gave everyone a refund. But I played a lot of Final Fantasy XI. I was probably a cat girl in that one. Probably. I don't remember completely. I played a truly distressing amount of World of Warcraft way back in the day. And then I played just a whole lot of Star Wars The Old Republic, and actually went back to Star Wars The Old Republic, which is the Star Wars MMO, which I think is still going. I heard rumors that it was shutting down, so it might be shut down by now. But I played that a lot, and I even went, when I sort of got back into Star Wars as a fandom, like over 10 years since the last time I had played Star Wars The Old Republic, I managed to reactivate my account and played through a couple more storylines on that. So, like, I have a deep connection to the MMO side of this story. I personally have a lot less of a connection to the trans part of this story. I do hear from my trans friends that it is deeply relatable, which is amazing. And like, I find Fox's journey with her character, with her cat girl, and how she realizes that she wants to be her cat girl, like, oh, I love it. Like, there's a reason I create female characters in most of these games. Like, it feels right. But, so, I can't speak to the sort of, like, trans part of the storyline, the actual main theme of the story. But I can speak to my experience with MMOs and my experience with, like, getting people, getting friends into the MMOs that you're into and that sort of thing. And I have, like, the very first time I read this, I had some feelings. I still have some feelings about Fox's experience as a new player, where you have experienced player friends who play the game and really want you to play the game with them, so it's something that you share, and in this case, especially as so that you can help them out with end game raids and shit. Fox, your friends are jerks. Like, again, absolutely, this has nothing to do with how they're responding to the trans stuff. But so here's the thing. When you get somebody into an MMO, if I would get anyone into Star Wars The Old Republic, which, believe me, I have been trying. I desperately want friends to play this game with me, even though I haven't played for like a couple of years now. So here are the things that you do when you get, when you would like to get someone into one of these games with you. Firstly, I mean, okay, Thorne paid for her first month of subscription. That's a lot, honestly. And I assume paid for her to download the game, unless it's a free download. So, like, I mean, that's not nothing. Absolutely. However, what you do if you are an experienced endgame level player and you have this baby shiny newbie that you're like, please join me in this world. This shiny newbie will never be poor. Ever. They will never be poor. Because you, as an endgame player, you have all the money in the fucking world. Maybe not enough money for that leather jacket, because that sounds like a really endgame type item, type of armor piece that does sound like it would be like really, really expensive. But like, yeah, and honestly, it's like you basically create a new character, or at least what I do in these situations is I create a new character. I play through basically the entire game with this person, provided our schedules would align, right? Like, that's just what you do. And maybe that's happening off screen. Maybe that's happening. We are not seeing it. Maybe Fox gets really into it and is just playing it all the time and nobody else is playing when she's playing. But, like, on a first read of this, it sure sounded like Thorne was like, please join my endgame raid group. I'll pay for 1 month of you to play this game. Hopefully it'll hook you, but I'm never going to help you out. I'm just going to, like, let you play the whole game by yourself. And it's like, no. So first off, you want to share your love of this game with someone. You create a new character. You have your other characters send both of these new baby characters everything they could ever wish for. Like, they have all of the shit. Again, except maybe this leather jacket that sounds like an endgame item and is also, you know, the crux of the emotional arc of the fic. So entirely understandable that that's not affordable. This person never has to play alone. Like, basically, Fox, if you were my friend, you never would have had to play alone. You probably would have gotten the leather jacket earlier and therefore fucked up the entire arc of the actual fic. But, like, Fox, your friends owe you a bunch of shit because you got into this game for them.